But he came with a simplicity. This man, if he did one thing, he can do two.
但是他却是很单纯的来，他想说，如果这个人他做了那件事情，他也能够行这一件事。
Cared about the lack of wine at a wedding.
如果他在乎在婚宴里没有了酒。
If he cared about people that much.
如果他这么的关心人。
They were his friends, and they were going to be terribly humiliated.
那些人是他的朋友，会非常的羞辱的。
And he worked a wonderful miracle of creation.
结果他就行了一件很奇妙的创造的神迹。
Then he can help me.
那么他也能够帮助我。
And that's the way he came.
这就是他来的方式。
You know, that's just another way of saying, well, what is faith?
这只是在说另外一种方式来问说信心是什么
It's having a need your heart is locked into
就是你心中有一种很迫切的需要
And daring to believe
敢相信
That God is merciful
神是怜悯的
And God has power
神有能力
Healing power
医治的能力
Miracle power
行神迹的能力
And he's able to help me
他能够帮助我
He will take care of my need.
他会看顾我的需要。
He will take care of where I am.
他会看顾我这个人。
Or where my son is.
他也会看顾我的儿子。
Or my daughter.
我的女儿。
A woman came with her daughter.
有一个女人带着她的女儿来找耶稣。
Who was very, very sick.
她也是病得很厉害。
And she found help.
她得着了帮助。
Maybe it isn't your need, but someone that's close to you.
或许不是你自己的需要，而是跟你很亲近的人
需要。But we come expecting a miracle.
但是我们来期待一个神迹。
Because that's what he said.
因为这就是他说的。
He didn't say, "Come and pray for my son."
因为他没有说你来为我的儿子祷告。
He said, "Come and put your hand on my son."
他没有说你来为我的儿子按手。
He didn't tell him to do anything.
他没有告诉他说。
He didn't care what he did.
他不在乎他做什么。
He just said, "Heal him."
他只说
That's all.
求你医治他，就只有这样。
Just heal him.
就医治他。
But in that prayer,
但是在那个祷告中
that's why we look at it.
这就是我们所看的。
There's that wonderful, wonderful, let me say it this way, that wire that reached to the throne of God.
在那当中就是有那很奇妙的电线能够达到神的宝座前。
That simple faith,
就是这么单纯的信心。
God can,
神能。
He will,
他肯。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
He doesn't care if I'm a Roman.
他不在乎我是罗马人。
Or I'm Chinese.
或我是中国人。
Or I'm black.
或我是黑人。
Or I'm white.
我是白人。
Or I'm red or yellow.
或我是红人还是黄
人。He doesn't care.
他都不在乎。
He doesn't care what language I speak.
他不管我讲什么样的语言。
Jesus didn't ask him, well, what church do you go to?
耶稣也没有问他说你去哪个教会啊。
He didn't ask him, what are your religious experiences before you come to me?
也没有说哦，你到我面前来以前，你有什么样的
宗教经验？ Those are all unimportant things.
这些都是不重要的事情。
The important thing is,
重要的事情是
a man ready to die.
一个人快要死了。
A man in touch with God.
一个人是接触到神的。
Through whom God can do all things.
借着他，神能够做万事。
And I need him.
我需要他。
And Jesus saw through all the need.
耶稣看到他一切的需要。
He saw the heart that was hurting.
他在这当中看到那颗受伤的心。
He saw the tears that no one else saw.
他看到的眼泪是别人看不见的。
He saw the desperation of a householder's son.
他看到他们家中的绝望。
Being taken away.
因为儿子快要被带走了。
He didn't even go.
他甚至没有去。
It wasn't too far.
不是太远的。
Perhaps not more than, not 20 miles.
或许不到二十里。
But that takes time to go 20 miles on foot, doesn't it?
但是走路要走二十里也要花时间的。
He didn't go at all.
他根本就没有去。
He just spoke a word.
他只讲一句话。
He just spoke a word.
只讲一句话。
There was enough faith in that captain.
在那大臣的里面有足够的信心。
That whatever this man did would work.
不管这个人做什么都会有果效。
You know, I read in the book of Genesis.
我在创世纪里面读到。
This whole universe was created by God speaking a word.
整个宇宙都是神讲一句话就造成了。
He said, "Let there be light."
他说要有光。
And there is light. We still have it.
就有了光，我们现在还是有。
He created by a word.
他借着话语创造了。
Because words are backed with power.
因为在话语的背后有能力。
If a man comes up to say and say to you,
如果有一个人到你的面前来跟你说
，Come with me, I'm going to take you to the police station.
来，你跟我一起走，我要把你带到警察局去。
You look at him and say, Who do you think you are?
你就会看着他说，你以为你是谁、啊、
？Get out of my way.
你走开，不要挡我的路。
But if a policeman comes up to you,
但是如果是一位警察来找你
，and says those same words,
讲一样的话
，you say, Yes, sir. What for?
是的，是怎么搞啦？
There's a word of authority.
因为那话语带着权柄。
That's the difference.
差别就在这里。
And he knew that this man had a word of authority.
他知道这个人有权柄的话语。
When he said, "Go along, go on home."
然后他说你回家去吧。
Your son lives.
你的儿子活了。
And at that moment, when he said that,
那一刻当他这样说的时候
，some mighty angels of God rushed to that home and touched that lad and straightened him all up and put everything together and.He got up.
神的大天使就从天上下来，就到了他的儿子的面前，就把他给整理好了，他就起来了。
Because that word sent them on their mission.
因为那个话语就差遣天使去做工了。
Because he was king, he was lord.
因为他是王，他是主。
And so, when he spoke that word,
所以当他说那话的时候
，that released the powers of heaven.
就将天上的能力释放出来。
And the servants met him and said, "How's my son?"
他的仆人
He's fine.
他回家的时候问仆人说我的儿子怎么样他好了
well, Since when?
什么时候好的
Well, since the 12th hour yesterday.
他说就是昨天那个十二点的时候
Oh, he said, that's the same hour he spoke that word.
他说哎，那就是耶稣跟我讲话的同一个时候
He expected a miracle and he got a miracle.
他期待一个神迹他也得着了一个神迹
You see, it's that faith, that simplicity,That real need,
就是那样的信心
that heart that just cries out a simple word,
带着单纯的心，带着真正的需要，一颗心就是单单的喊着说
Nobody else can help me.
没有其他的人能够帮助我
Like the woman that touched the hem of his garment,
就像那位碰着耶稣衣裳碎
的 That's another lovely story in the scriptures.
那也是圣经里面一个很可爱的故事
She spent everything she had on the doctors.
她将她所有的一切都花尽了，都给医生了
The doctors had taken away all of her money.
医生把他的所有的钱都给拿走了
But she wasn't any better.
但是他并没有好转
I don't know how much money this man has spent on doctors.
我不晓得这位大臣他花了多少钱在医生那里
As a captain in a place like that, he was quite wealthy.
他在那个地方做大臣所以他相当的有钱
But one thing I know, the doctors hadn't helped any.
但是我知道一点医生对他没有任何的帮助
It took a miracle.
这需要神迹
It took a miracle.
需要神迹。
And when that word came,
当那话语来的时候
he knew.
他知道。
It was a word of authority.
知道那是权柄的
话语。A word of power.
是能力的话语。
He didn't stay to argue.
他没有留在那里争辩。
He didn't stay to go on pleading, say, "We'll come anyway."
他没有留在那里继续的求说啊，不管怎么样你来啊。
You see, there was a faith in his heart.
因为他的心里有一个信心
There was a belief, this man will help me.
他的里面相信说这个人会帮助我
This man has a power.
这个人有能力
And he has the mercy heart because he showed that in the wedding.
他有怜悯的心因为这在婚礼的事上表现出来了
He's in touch with God.
他是跟神接触的
He can and he will help me.
他能而且他肯帮助我
So when he spoke that word,
所以当他说那句话的时候
It was all he needed.
他只需要这句话。
He couldn't feel any better because he wasn't the sick one.
他没有办法感觉比较好一点，因为生病的不是他。
His son was two or three days journey away.
他的儿子离他有一段路远。
He didn't feel anything.
他是没有感觉到什么。
He didn't know any more than that.
他没有知道什么任何东西，他只知道那话。
They turned and started walking home.
但是他就转身开始要走回家了。
That's lovely faith, isn't it?
那是很美的信心。
He didn't feel himself. Well, I don't.Do I feel any better?
他没有说哦，摸摸自己说，嗯，看我有没有感觉。
Of course not. He wasn't sick.
当然没有啊，因为病的不是他。
There was nothing wrong with him.
他没有哪边有问题。
So he couldn't tell.
所以他没有办法说得出来。
Except I think his ears were very keen.
但是我想他的耳朵一定很敏锐。
He not only heard the word.
他不只听到了那个话语。
He heard the voice.
他听到了那声音。
Something in that voice.
在那个声音里面有一样东西。
Told him.
告诉他说。
That's authority.
那就是权柄。
That word releases power.
那个 话语释放出能力。
After all, how did he make the turn the water into wine?
他到底是怎么样把水变成酒的呢？
He didn't plunge his hand down into it.
他没有把他的手给伸到那个水缸里面去啊。
He just spoke a word.
他只讲一句话。
He said, "Take it out now, serve it."
他说，你们现在可以拿出去上酒了。
And miracle of miracles, it was wine.
神迹就是神迹，那边就是酒了。
When he speaks a word,
让他说一句话。
And that's one thing we need to do is keep our ears open when we hear a word of faith.
我们需要做的一件事就是把我们的耳朵打开，能够听到信心的话语。
Maybe through the Bible.
或许是透过圣
经。Maybe through a friend.
或许透过朋友。
Maybe through a song.
或许透过一首诗歌。
But suddenly our ears hear something different.
当我们的耳朵听到不一样的东西了。
Maybe just a song we sung.
或许就是我们刚才唱的那
首歌。God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you.
神会看顾你。
And we sang it. I don't know how many times.
我不晓得我们刚唱了多少次。
And then all of a sudden,
然后忽然之间
you hear a different tone.
你听到一个不同的音调了。
God will
会
take care of me.
会看顾我。
Oh, and something comes alive.
有东西就活过来了。
You hear a voice.
你听到一个声音。
Oh, not an audible voice.
不是一个耳朵听见的声音。
But a voice your ears inside ears can hear.
而是你里面的耳朵能够听到的声音。
And you begin to believe.
你开始相信。
And you begin to seek out that one that can do something for me.
你开始去找那一位能够为你做事的。
He can take care of my needs.
他能够看顾我的需要。
So you begin to go to him.
你开始去找他。
With faith in your heart,
心里面带着信心
expecting
期待
a miracle,
期待一个神迹
And those that came to him expecting a miracle, they went away with a miracle.
那些到他面前期待神迹的人就带着神迹走了
Time after time,
一次又一次
When was it? Wednesday night that she was healed of asthma? Wednesday night.Tell a little bit, just briefly. Chad was interpreting.
This lady, her name is Sandra.
有一位姐妹，她的名字叫做 Sandra.
She been suffering with asthma.
她一直有气喘病。
And we prayed for her many times.
我们为她祷告过很多次。
The Lord gave her the assurance that He will take care of it.
主给他一个确据，就是说神会看顾这件事情。
And that day she was having a very severe asthma attack.
那天他气喘病又发作得很严重。
And, she asked the Lord to please just take it away.
他就求主说，求神把那个拿掉。
Wednesday in the service, we're praying for different needs and different people and.
在礼拜三聚会当中，我们替不同的人、不同的需要祷告。
She wanted to come up for prayer, but she was too sick to walk.
她想要到前面来接受祷告，但是她病得太厉害了，没有办法走。
But in the middle of the service, I went and prayed for her right there where she was.
结果在聚会当中，我就走到她的座位前替她祷告。
The Lord touched her.
主摸着了她。
When she went home, she didn't need their inhaler anymore.
她当她回家的时候，她不再要需要借助东西来呼吸。
She didn't have to take her medicines anymore.
她也再也不需要吃药了。
And it's been now four days since she didn't have any more asthma attacks or.
现在已经过了四天，她气喘都一直没有再发。
Or she's on no medicine whatsoever.
她药也都不用再吃了。
Besides that, she couldn't go without her inhaler anywhere.
以前他没有办法带着那个要帮助呼吸的，如果不带着东西帮助呼吸的东西，他就没有办法去任何地方。
And on Friday she gave her testimony.
礼拜五他在做见证。
That from the moment we prayed, the asthma left and she can breathe freely now.
从我们为他祷告的那刻开始，气喘就离开他，他现在能够很顺畅的呼吸了。
She couldn't go a day without her medicines.
他以前本来。都没有办法过一天不吃药的。
It's been already 4 days since she hasn't taken one of their medicines.
现在都已经过了四天了，她药都没有吃。
One reason God does those lovely things for us.
神为我们做这些奇妙事情的原因之一。
So we will know that the wonderful story of Jesus.
好让我们能够知道耶稣基督奇妙的故事。
It's a true story.
是真实的故事。
We read in the book of Hebrews, Jesus Christ the same yesterday.Today and forever.
我们在希伯来书里面读到说，耶稣基督昨日、今日永不改变。
And in his name,
只要是奉他的名
because he's alive
因为他活着
He was crucified, but he rose again.
他被钉十字架，但是他又复活了。
And he does these lovely miracles for us.
他为我们行奇妙的神迹。
Not only so we can be relieved.
不只是让我们能够得着舒畅。
But so we can come to believe more than just for a miracle.
而是让我们能够相信，不只是相信个神迹。
More than just for healing.
不只是相信个医治。
More than just for a change in our natural lives.
不只是相信我们在自然生命中的一个改变。
But believe that he can also not only heal my body, but he can heal my heart.
而且更是相信他不只能够医治我的身体，更要医治我的心。
Take away my sin.
他能够拿走我的罪。
And change my life.
能够改变我的生命。
And make me a son of God.
使我成为神的儿子。
Because that's what he came to do.
因为这就是他来要做的事情。
And so he said, you can't believe unless you see miracles.
他说你若不是看见神迹，你就没有办法信。
And so every day he's working more miracles.
所以每天他都在行更多的神迹。
Oh, we have many miracles, testimonies in the church. We had one this morning.
我们在教会里面有很多的见证，我们今天早上也有一个。
A man was dying of a heart attack.
有一个人他心脏病快要死了。
He was an older man, it was going worse and worse and worse.
这是一位老年人，他的情况越来越糟糕。
And then that wonderful moment.
然后奇妙的那刻临到了。
He got to Jesus.
他到了耶稣的面前。
Cried out for help.
跟耶稣求助。
Today is fine.
今天他好了。
That was the end of his problem.
他的问题就此结束。
He's always doing wonderful things for us.
耶稣总是在为我们行奇妙的事。
But we come to that, let me say it again, very reverently, to that carpenter.
但是让我很尊敬地说，我们要到那位木匠的面前。
He didn't look any different from any other carpenter.
他跟其他的木匠看起来没有什么不同。
He didn't have lights around his head.
他的头上没有光圈。
There weren't any angels flying around him.
也没有任何的天使在他的头上飞。
But nevertheless,There was something different.
然而他的里面有不一样的东西。
Even though it was hidden in a human body,
尽管是藏在人的身体里面。
He was not only the son of man, he was a son of God.
他不只是人子，而且是神的儿子。
And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
凡信他的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
And that's why he came.
这就是他来的目的。
Shall we pray?
我们来祷告。
Wonderful Lord Jesus.
奇妙的主耶稣。
I ask you to come today.
今天我求你来。
And manifest your authority.
彰显你的权柄。
Let there come that sense of faith and believing in the hearts of every one of these here today.
让在座的每一位今天的心里面都能够有信心相信。
We are all needy people.
我们都是有需要的人。
We all walk through problems and troubles and adversities.
我们都会经历过不顺利的时候，经历过艰难问题。
Some troubles are so private we don't share them with anybody.
有些的问题是非常个人的，以至于我们根本不会告诉别人。
Some problems nobody knows about except.
有些问题别人都不晓得。
Me and God.
只有我跟神知道。
But He does know about it.
但是他确实知道的。
And we can come in simplicity.
我们能够很单纯的来。
To that wonderful man of Galilee.
到那位奇妙的加利利人那里。
That man that grew up in Nazareth.
那位在拿撒勒成长的。
But he was more than man.
但他不只是人。
He was much more than man.
他远超过人。
And he can work a miracle.
他能够行神迹。
He can change my life.
他能够改变我的生命。
He can set me free.
他能够释放我。
He can bring love and peace into my home.
他能够把爱平安带到我的家里。
He can heal my son or my daughter.
他能够医治我的儿子女儿。
He can heal me.
他能够医治我。
He's a wonderful God.
他是奇妙的神。
Father, I ask that you bring that faith into hearts tonight.
父，我求你把信心今天晚上就带
到每个心里面。That simplicity is like a child coming to its father.
就是这么单纯的，像是小孩子到父亲的面前一样。
And ask him come.
就求他来。
And heal me.
来医治我。
I'm at the point of death.
我已经快要死了。
Maybe not physical death.
或许不是身体的死。
But maybe death in a home.
或许是家里面的死。
Or in relationships.
或是关系的死。
Or spiritual death.
或是属灵上的死。
I need help.
我需要帮助。
And Lord, I ask you to Put that simple faith in hearts.
主，我求你把单纯的信心放在每颗心。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
阿门。
何等医治的耶稣，我竟寻见。他不是一个普通木匠的儿子，他乃是这位真神的儿子，来到世间把神显明出来，把天国彰显出来。他行了这么多许多的神迹，来证实他是出于神，他本就是神。若不神与他同在，他不可能做这些事情。因此借着他行的神迹，叫我们能相信。若不行这些神迹，我们往往不容易相信，一个木匠的儿子怎么能做这些事情，他怎么能够拯救我的灵魂呢？但借着这些明显的神迹，让我们知道他本于天上，他就将神的权柄、神的大能，使我们不得不信他真是出于神，他真是照他所说的，他是神的儿子，为了要拯救我们这些世人。他不但能够医治我们的疾病，也能够除去我们心中一切的愁苦、一切的黑暗，救我们的灵魂不至于灭亡，反得永生。若不借着耶稣，就没有人能够到神那里去。但我们必须要找到这条路，就是耶稣是我们的道路，他已经提供了一切的答案。我们今天所需要的，乃是来接受，乃是凭着信心来到他的面前。来到耶稣的面前，正是一个信心的表示，正是一个信心的行动。没有行为的信心是死的，唯有我们用单纯的信心来到神的面前。神他是一个行神迹的神，在他岂有难成的事呢？ 来到耶稣的面前，只要单纯的相信，只要相信，一点都不疑惑，照他所说的就要给我们成就了。相信他的同在使我们完全，我们哪里有两三个人在那里聚集，耶稣就在我们当中。甚至你一个人在房间里面，你真心寻求神就必寻见，他离你不远，就在你的心里，就在你的身旁。你只要呼唤耶稣的名字，他的同在就向你显现，他的同在一彰显出来，就除去魔鬼的作为，叫你的病得到医治，叫你的灵魂得到拯救。他的同在使我们灵魂体全人得以完全。亲爱的主耶稣，愿你这个时候向我们每一个人显明你的同在，愿你向我们每一个人彰显你的大能，叫我们经历到你医治，经历到你赦罪，经历到你释放的大能，叫我们这个人身心灵得以完全，成为神的儿子。主啊，唯有你能够做成这样的事情，做成你自己的工作，在每一个求靠你名的人身上。这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。